You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked On Angels.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? My name is Patrick Zajac, and welcome into another episode of Locked On Angels. I am your host, as I said, Patrick Zajac, minor league play-by-play broadcaster and first row rider of the emotional sports roller coaster that is Angels baseball. Welcome into your daily Angels update, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, LockedOnSports.com, LockedOnAngels.com, where you can find everything you need to know about the show. Well, that was quite the exciting series over the weekend, was it not? Regional rivalry, freeway series, Angels, Dodgers, always a little fun when both these teams get together. We'll get it again over the weekend. And the Angels played some pretty darn good baseball for the most part. I know the offense wasn't right where it should be, but man, taking two out of three from the LA Dodgers, who are playing well as of right now, the better team, at least standings-wise, in the National League. Certainly closer to a playoff spot than the Angels. Awesome to see. Awesome to see Shohei Ohtani back in the lineup and factoring in ball games. He has the pinch-hit home run, which we'll get to in studs and duds of the weekend. But exciting all around. Had a ton of fun this weekend watching this ball club play. And leading off our segment, I mentioned studs and duds of the weekend. I want to give you guys some updates on some starting rotation injuries and where guys are coming back. Tyler Skaggs, Nick Tropiano, and Matt Shoemaker specifically, we got provided with updates over the weekend. But kicking it off, man, I know there's been a lot of negativity surrounding the team, right? Especially after last week and losing two out of three to the Seattle Mariners, and we're just not sure what to make of this season, or what to buy or to sell at the deadline, or how do we as fans compete? And I finished off last Friday's episode, you know, pretty much saying it is what it is. The lows are what makes the highs feel so great. And right now we're in that sort of low point, but it's still okay while we're there to enjoy what's going on with this team. And I'll be darned if all of you guys watching this series didn't have a ton of fun watching the Angels and Dodgers play a weekend series at the Big A, that it wasn't fun watching Shohei Ohtani do his thing. Mike Trout, even in a loss on Saturday, was absolutely brilliant. He was the only one that showed up in that Saturday loss. The starting rotation pitched well enough to get victories, and the bullpen, I thought, pitched phenomenally. Then you get the walk-off winner on Friday. Why not just forget about the standings for now? I'm not going to update you on how far the Angels are back of a playoff spot, but who knows? Win some games over the next 2 months through July and August and see what happens. See if the Angels are still in it come September within 5-6 games. Can they make up 5-6 games in between that time? Sure. And then go on a torrid pace in September. Big series against the Mariners coming up here this week after an off day today, going into the weekend, but let's just enjoy it. And speaking of enjoying it, we need to get our boy, Andrelton Simmons, some help here. Part of the final vote candidates with Andrew Benintendi, Giancarlo Stanton, Eddie Rosario of the Twins, and who was the last one? The name eludes me for the last one in the final vote here. But nonetheless, Andrelton Simmons, you know, doesn't make the cut. Manny Machado and Francisco Lindor do. And to be honest, I didn't have too much of a problem with it, because the biggest thing that's going against Andrelton Simmons is the fact that he's only played in 60 games to this point because he was injured. Otherwise, I think he might have been a shoo-in for the American League team. Despite missing all those games, he still leads all of the final vote candidates. He has a higher wins above replacement than all of them. And you guys know how much I like wins above replacement, especially Fangraphs wins above replacement to judge guys. And he is above each and every one of them, mostly due to the fact that he is the best defensive player in our lifetimes. And I don't think we've seen his sort of wizardry at shortstop, I don't want to say ever, but certainly in my lifetime. And this guy absolutely deserves it. He's been doing it with the bat this season, and the fact that Andrelton Simmons has yet to make an all-star game, for how much we know about the game now and where we place value and how much we can place a certain numerical value on defense nowadays. Simmons needs to be in there. He deserves it. Leads all AL shortstops in defensive runs saved. And like I said, finally has that impact bat in the Halo lineup. Hitting, you know, at times all throughout the lineup as much as second. He's hit fifth. He's hit fourth. He's hit down in the bottom half of the lineup. Guy that you can intermix anywhere you need it. He's hitting 311, 372, 440. That's his slash line. And get this, 9 more extra base hits than strikeouts. He has 24 extra base hits this season than strikeouts. He's on 24 to 15 in those two categories. He only strikes out in 4% of his at-bats. That is absolutely unheard of in today's day and age with all, you know, the launch angle and getting the ball up in the air and swinging and missing a ton. Andrelton Simmons is the antithesis of that. He makes contact at unbelievable rates. What was that streak that he had, about like 70 or maybe it was even 90 at bats that he went without a strikeout? Andrelton Simmons is a unicorn in today's game by how we play baseball in today's generation. And he absolutely needs to be there at the All-Star game. So hashtag vote Simba, vote early, vote often, because you only got a couple of days. You only got 48 hours at this point now to get all of our votes in. So let's mash those vote buttons. Vote Simba. He deserves to be in there. Angels that need someone to join Mike Trout out there, who, of course, starting and playing in his 7th All-Star game, part of the American League squad. Awesome, of course. Well-deserving, because he's on his best season, arguably, in his entire career, which is absolutely absurd. So we'll see how the Angels do moving forward. But as I mentioned in the top of the episode, we can still enjoy this team, watching them every single day, rooting them to victory. Hopefully they go on a hot streak, and who knows where they're at in September. I know last week I pronounced the season dead, but I'm still going to have fun watching and keeping up with this team and doing this podcast. You guys want to sponsor the show? Know someone that does? Hit me up, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. Rates are always reasonable. Hit me up, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. All right, coming up, studs and duds of the weekend. But first, some messages from our proud partners. All right, guys, studs and duds of the weekend. And stud, you got to give it up for Shohei Ohtani. What a return to the lineup, including the pinch hit home run he had in Sunday's effort. The go-ahead 443-foot blast, I think it was. Unbelievable stuff. His presence in the lineup, I think I maybe personally undervalued what he can bring to the table offensively, just because maybe it's because I'm so disappointed that we don't get to see him on the mound, because I was truly one of the few times that I was awestruck with somebody on the mound with some of the stuff that Ohtani was throwing earlier this season. I hope to see him back sometime on the mound, but I don't know if that's in the cards at this point. Another stud, how about Fletch? Fletch is so in right now. I mentioned it time and time again on Twitter. David Fletcher, massive reason that the Angels were able to compete all weekend long, had the winning run in the game back on Friday night. Also had the game-tying hit after Shohei Ohtani, who I didn't even mention it when talking about Ohtani, steals second, advances to third, and then scores on the little base hit by David Fletcher. Fletcher is playing out of his mind right now. Had the, like I said, RBI and run scored in the 9th inning there. He needs to be playing more consistently, because Ian Kinsler is still not getting it done so far this season. That average still hovering around 215. David Fletcher in right now. Fantastic stuff. Cole Calhoun, dud, didn't really have too good of a weekend. 0 for 4 when he was in the leadoff spot on Friday. He played well defensively, had that great catch, of course, over the weekend, but just still not providing enough for me offensively. Even though he has performed better since coming off the disabled list, I don't agree with him hitting in the leadoff spot. You know who I do agree hitting in the leadoff spot? David Fletcher. Put him up there. He's been phenomenal in his limited amount of at-bats thus far. The Angels need to see what they have in David Fletcher the rest of this season, because Ian Kinsler, he's going to be gone. He's going to be a free agent. Angels aren't going to re-sign him because of all the down years he's had now. But the hole that creates is whether you plug second or the third base hole, right? Because Zach Cozart, he's still going to be signed for 2 more seasons. Do you plug him in at third next year? Do you move him over to second, as I've talked about this season, so the Angels can pursue one of the free agents that'll be out there? But what if David Fletcher is the answer, and you can put him at second base? Keep Zach Cozart at third. See what you have in David Fletcher before you move on. to other things this week. And he needs his at-bats, especially in this sort of season. He's sort of provided this spark, this sort of life with the ball club right now, and he deserves to be in the lineup at the very least to see what you have in the guy, because he was tearing it up at AAA this season, hence the reason for his call-up, and he has done well, very well, in his limited stint, has made some great plays with the glove. His bat has been right around 300 this entire time, so David Fletcher needs it. Another stud, I know I just mentioned Dud and Cole Calhoun, but it's been hard to find duds over the weekend. Studs, I want to get to the Halo bullpen, who threw, 3 2/3 shutout innings on Friday, pitched well again on Saturday, and again on Sunday. The bullpen, I thought, got the job done, and the pitching staff as a whole. Just 8 runs given up to the Dodger offense in 3 games. That is exactly the type of performance that this squad is going to need. And keep in mind, too, even over the past 6 ball games, I'm looking back to the Seattle series, they still only have given up 20 runs over the last 6 games. We mentioned that what is it going to take for the Angels to even make this playoff race into a fight for them? They're going to need the pitching staff to perform brilliantly, but they're going to need the offense to carry the team, because this 20-run and 6-game stretch, arguably that's the best you're going to get until prominent members of the starting rotation get back, and hopefully that is coming soon. So, stud, I need to point out the entire pitching staff as a whole. Deck McGuire and Felix Pena, I thought, pitched well enough, and they did, to get victories over the weekend, and hopefully getting some reinforcements back as early as this week, because that takes us to segment number 3. Couple of pitching updates before we send you on your way for this Monday to start off your week, but biggest news, Tyler Skaggs, who has arguably been the Angels' best pitcher to this point, ERA under 3, and I think his Fangraphs were like close to the 3 wins above replacement mark. He has been phenomenal, just slowed by injuries here and there. He did pitch bullpen session on Sunday, and there is an open Angel rotation spot for Thursday, so he could pitch as early as Thursday is possibly expected. We'll see if that is indeed the case, but Tyler Skaggs hopefully back for the finale of that Seattle series, hopefully a series that the Angels can not only win. I don't want to, you know, anticipate and root for, I mean, I do want to root for sweeps, but I don't want to expect them or need them in order to have a successful series. I'm looking for 2 out of 3 against the Mariners. Give me some sort of hope that this team can keep winning games moving forward. And hey, you pick up a game on the Mariners, like I said, get me to 5 games back going into September. Is that even possible? Who knows? But let's keep enjoying this team. Let's see how they keep doing moving forward. I'm excited for this week's series. Another update for you, Nick Tropiano. He pitches a rehab stint in Inland Empire, goes over 5 innings. He's expected to pitch a bullpen session in a couple of days, I think Tuesday of this week, actually, so tomorrow, and then they'll reevaluate him from there. So hopefully by this weekend, Nick Tropiano pitches back in the major league rotation. So you're getting 2 prominent members back in Tyler Skaggs and Nick Tropiano to join Barria and Heaney, hopefully, in that rotation, and things start to settle back in. Because let's be honest, having Deck McGuire in the rotation for the rest of the season, that doesn't exactly scream playoff contender. No disrespect to Deck McGuire, but come on now. And lastly, Matt Shoemaker, we get an update that he's begun a throwing program at the very least, so hopefully trending towards making a return at some point this season. That's the plan. He's still several weeks away, it sounds like, for Shoemaker, so no sort of timetable yet, but September? Late August? Who knows? Still in the cards for Matt Shoemaker to pitch this season. I know we've seemingly all forgot about him because of the sort of ambiguity of his injury, right? The whole nerve issue. So we'll see how it goes with the throwing program moving forward. But I know we're just all hoping for the Matt Shoemaker that we had back in 2014, and it hasn't happened. He's been slowed by some freak injuries. No knock on him, but this team is better when Matt Shoemaker is in the rotation or a prominent member, no doubt. So reinforcements on the way. Things are looking up. You take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers at the very least. Right now, Halo fans, you got bragging rights over those Dodger fans. And I know how sweet that feels because, let's be honest, we all know how some Dodger fans can get. But as for today, that's going to do it, guys. My name is Patrick Zajac. You can find me on Twitter at OtherPatZajac. But more importantly, follow the show at Locked On Angels. Subscribe, rate, review. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere you can find podcasts, you know that we're there. Lucas will be back with you guys on Tuesday. I'm sure he's got plenty on his mind after this weekend series because, of course, he predicted the sweep. Didn't quite make out with it. Almost even had a series loss, quite frankly, if the Angels don't make that comeback, that walk-off winner. All the games were close, so it could have gone either way. Kudos to him for pointing it out. But I'm sure he'll have some all-star thoughts, other thoughts as well to share with you guys. Always love listening to Lucas. Gotten a great response from you guys.